problems with heating or cooling?
Well, only thing right now is that we need to have the we needed a new thermostat in the church itself, but it seems to be it's a little cool in the winter and a little warm in the summer, but that's partly to save money.
Who does your HVAC work?
That I don't know.
It looks pretty nice what they've done there.
I've been here about 3 years and I know a lot about it, but there are a lot of things I haven't a clue on yet. I hear somebody coming.
Yeah, I hear some footsteps.
Hi. Kind of hard to get a good picture unless you've really got some sensitivity over there.
No, I got a flash, and it works great.
Oh, that's good.
See a lot of spider webs.
Ah, that's Father Mike. He's over in the sanctuary that's above us getting things ready. Now, the scary part is you hear the wood creak in the floor.
That's normal.
Do we have a lot of spiders? I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, spiders are, they're a little, they call them the shark of the insect world.
Uh-huh.
They know where to set up to get the insects. So if there's air movement anywhere, spider webs are going to be right there in that area. So when the insects are flying around, they can catch them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're smart little creatures. It's pretty interesting. For our business, they're very helpful. Boy, this is thick walls.
That's very thick walls. Good old
2 foot rock walls.
Uh huh. At least.
And down here, there's been some cord on top of that. So I wonder if that was some sort of reinforcement that was put in somewhere along the line because they were foundation. This looks like it might have been at one time used for a classroom or something.
I would think so. I mean, the floor is pretty finished for just, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of this stuff looks like usable space. Now, this one, I don't even know what's in there, but it's got a padlock on it. So whatever it is, we're not going to go in there and find out.
No, I guess we will. This does have a room down here.
It does.
Yeah.
And if it could be used, well, not that we need it right this minute, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, you've got heat down here already, so.
I live in a ground floor apartment.
This is relatively new.
Yeah.
Work here.
Yeah.
You must have to drop some breadcrumbs to find your way back out of here.
I know. Somebody was telling me yesterday that they went through a cave at an army base that we were both stationed at one point. They used toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
To find their way back.
That's not a bad idea.
Better than bread crumbs. Somebody might eat those.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And let's hope nobody needed the toilet paper.
No, I don't know. Get some pictures of the
From the outside?
AC.
No, oh yeah.
At the end of the day.
Sure. Well, they just turned on the heat upstairs.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Joel. I just turned the wrong light off, I guess.
The light's on us.
There we go. Probably one of them, right?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Father Mike.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Was this thing open? I guess it was.
Yeah, I think it was open.
Yeah. Where?
Oh, Confident Air installed this. No, those guys, good.
Go off the church.
confirm.
I thought we'd get in here before you had the service and maybe do a quick walkthrough of the sanctuary so we'd, you know, we'd be out of your hair before things started.
All right.
Thank you much.
All right. I heard voices. I figured it had to be you.
Yeah, we heard footsteps upstairs. The floor does creak when you're down here.
Who's Callie?
Oh, of course. Callie is our church dog, our parish dog.
Oh, really?
Sure. Yeah. And look at all that ductwork up above and higher.
Oh yeah. Some major ductwork.
That doesn't look quite as new as the stuff we were just looking at.
No.
Yeah, one thing for sure, this place has lots of space.
It sure does.
I'll get that light in a minute.
I got it.
Okay. Now let's see. 925, right? That's not good. We wouldn't, I mean, you can, he's going to have that service in 5 minutes, is what I'm thinking upstairs, but we can see what the sanctuary is like, but we can get to that.
We can't get in there right now. How long is the service?
Probably. I don't know. I think it's Holy Communion, so it's probably going to be close to an hour.
Hour.
45 minutes to an hour. I mean, we might be able to stick our head in for 5 minutes because it won't start till 9:30.
You want to do that now?
Might as well. At least give you a taste of it to get the feel.
So none of this is used right now.
Down there is the Batavia Balsamic Center. So we have been host to a Islamic community for 30 years. Yep, so went from those doors, that's their center. And then they use the bathrooms over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about using some of the school rooms down here again for the youth.
Why, sure. Got all that space you might as well use it.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping we can get a work party and get some paint and stuff and refurbish it. It hasn't been refurbished in 12 years, so it looks tired. I took pictures of everything and sent it out, trying to have the vestry say, if you saw a hotel like this, would you let your family stay in it, or would you want to go on find another hotel? So at least this will give you a sense of what the upstairs is. How you doing, Charles? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of volume.
Oh yeah. Not too crowded today.
No.
And then that's the stuff over there is the organ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the church I go to in.
Sorry.
Right?
I wanted to have him do a quick walkthrough before you started.
Yeah, that's fine.
You've got you and Charles and Will.
Yes.
That's
my congregation.
I understand. Well, I will check with you later.
Not too big a crowd, eh? Not too hard to please.
Okay. Now, I don't know that we can get into the Balsamic Center, but every other place we can go to, upstairs or downstairs, whatever you like.
You just tell me. I'm not sensing,
you know, normally you can sense a musty smell.
Right,
If there's any mold or anything.
I'm glad, because I haven't sensed it either, and I'm allergic to mold.
Yeah.
I would probably react, but at the same time, that's just me, so I wanted to have somebody else get
it. I was at a house yesterday doing an indoor air quality test and waiting. And this couple, I work with the NICO rebate program, and we insulated this house last July. And when they turned on their heat in the wintertime, they started experiencing this dryness in their throat. Their eyes were burning.
Ooh.
And they couldn't sleep at night. They said the air felt heavy. And they'd sleep an hour or two and wake up and couldn't go back to sleep. I don't think they were having any headaches or anything. So I couldn't smell. This house was clean as a pin. I couldn't smell any thing that led me to believe that there was an issue in there. And I told them, I said, they said their son came in from California, and he's a grown up adult. And he said he was there for 2 weeks and he noticed it. So I said, well, maybe what you should do is just go to a hotel, maybe a night or two, and see if you sense
and neutralize. Yeah.
And just eliminate. But my test results won't come back from the lab for a week. And we'll see if there's any kind of VOC, off-gassing, or anything that could be there that we can't sense. They have two big sump pumps in the basement that are not covered. But those are not the... When you have radon, which it could be, but radon doesn't show any symptoms. Radon just shows up as cancer, you know. And it's bad news. They say that radon, if it's high numbers, can be the equivalent of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day.
Wow.
And never getting the pleasure of smoking. And then one day finding that you got lung cancer.
No,
it's a radioactive waste material that's underground. And it just seeps up because it's a gas. Seeps up through your foundation of your house, and if you've got holes in your foundation, there's, you know, 2 foot diameter holes, it just, and those water sitting in there just allows that that radon to come right on through. But we just have to take this thing a step at a time and figure out what the heck is going on. And so the first thing we're doing, I'm doing this as a the insulation company is paying me because the customers are complaining, and so we got to figure out, is it something these guys did? And the thing that's kind of strange about it is we did the insulation in July. They didn't start noticing this, whatever it is they're noticing, until about November. Well, it was after they turned the heat on. It was like a couple months after they turned the heat on. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe there's some mold or something inside the ductwork, because that can happen, and you can't really smell it. It's just in there. And
But I said, well, if you had air conditioning on during the summer, you would have still got that same mold because it's there. So I don't know. It can be a challenge sometimes to try to figure out what's going on.
No, that's the part that you like about this, I think.
It is.
Now, there's a sacristy, and then over there are the stairs that go down.
But in all honesty, I...
Feels okay so far.
Yeah. Let's keep walking around.
Yep.
I don't... I'm just not sensing anything.
That's fine. I know we have bathroom issues, and those are the two bathrooms that are going to be redone.
Okay.
And there's another one in there for the kids that's just not going to be redone, but we had a problem with the... they have a vent, and the vent got blocked or something. And then we've got... The church dog is in here. She thinks everybody's a sheep. She's never seen a sheep.
What kind is she?
She's a tricolor Sheltie.
Oh.
Hello, Callie. Hello. Usually she insists that I pay my homage right away.
She tries to herd you.
Oh, she tries to herd everybody.
Yeah. She's a small one.
She is. Well, she's just a pup. She's a year old, so that's probably as big as she's going to get.
Yeah.
And then these are just our, the good news is there are lots of windows.
Yeah.
Up here anyway.
Beautiful.
It is.
We're over the Islamic portion.
Yeah, we are. Right this now. Is the, this is what we call our rector's hall because of the pictures on the walls. And we are definitely over the Islamic portion. They did have a problem with water seeping in and some other issues. I've never actually been in there to see it. We could, you know, they're here at slightly different times than we are usually. Yeah, I think we just need to get the rugs clean and general refurbishing. I understand all that. I just wanted to make sure we don't run a risk of anything else. Father Green was here for 19 years, and Father Mike, who's at the end over there, has been here for 15. Huh. And then we had somebody here even longer. But the person who was in charge of the building fund to build the new wing died right away. So there's a story that when you're involved in a big building, you don't last long. I don't know that it's true, but yeah. And then so we have that kitchen downstairs and one up here.
You sure got enough space to have a congregation of 400 or 500, really.
I think so. Well, I mean, it would be hard on Father Mike because we'd probably, given the size of the sanctuary, you'd have to. Well, actually, we have two now.
Well, we have three in at the Methodist Church that I go to in Geneva.
Sure. Well, we have one at 8, one at 10:15. At 10:15 is the sung service and has the, you know, the kids.
Uh-huh.
The Sunday school starts at 10. And that works for us, but we have about 35 or so at 8 o'clock, about 60 or so, maybe a little less at 10:15. But we could have three services of 100 if we had people wanted to come. And then the downstairs part. But I'm glad that you're not feeling... I haven't... It's one of these things where I don't notice it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, a problem of some sort. You want to check anything out about the downstairs rooms?
Let's go down and walk through it one
sure.
more time. Let's go this way.
Yeah, that's fine. They both go to the same place. Really appreciate your coming by and doing the walkthrough, and hopefully we'll be able to do something with you if we have anything to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Plus, I get to see you work. That's always good.
Well,
that may be locked. If it's not locked, we might. I don't want to violate their space, but at the same time, there's a carpet, but it's open.
There's a bookcase right, or a shoe rack right behind you on that
there
side.
We're
we can just stick our head in the door here.
Yeah, and get a feel.
Now, this has a different odor in it here, and I don't know.
Could be incense. I don't know what they use.
That's what it smells like.
See, they've got something back there by the exit, so there's... But for sure, the air exchanges are here. Yeah, I must do a lot of kneeling.
Mm-hmm. It's like the prayer rugs.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that device is over there, if it's a air return or what it is.
You mean in the center there?
Yeah, straight down there, hanging down.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like a piece of ductwork there.
You want to look? I mean, we can just walk around the prayer rug, I'm sure. Oh, well, look, they've got good padding under it, so that's good.
Well, they sure do.
I think they need to, because that cement floor would be pretty cold.
That must be some sort of an air cleaner.
I hope so, but the thing is, how often do they clean it?
I don't know. But that's what it is. It may be because they do burn all the incense and everything in here.
Yeah. I've never been in here when they've done anything, so I don't know. That looks like an air purifier over there, kind of. Maybe it's a speaker.
Where?
The right on the top up there, the white thing. Could just be a speaker.
The white thing?
On the very top of the case over there.
Oh.
The one I have is a... It's brown, but I've had white ones too.
But I don't know if it's the smell from the rugs or what. They do have nice carpet cushions.
They do indeed. And that looks like a portable heater, I think. That brown thing.
Well, they evidently it must be a small group.
I guess. I'm not sure how many, but it's got to be pretty small.
Now, this is not theirs out here.
No, this is just storage for us.
Wow, not sure. So many different classrooms.
Well, that's what they were at one point. This was a youth room, and then we have one person who's homeless most of the time, so he sleeps here and is kind of like a security guard overnight, but he probably sleeps in here. And they're talking about reusing this room for the teenagers. And he'd sleep someplace else. You know, another room in the building.
Yeah, this has got an odor to it, too.
Uh-huh.
That could be from him.
Yeah, but he's pretty clean, so it isn't. No, he's not. Is this one locked, too? No, this one's open. See, that stuff on the wall doesn't look good. I don't know what that is.
He's got water here somewhere.
Yeah, but these certainly were classrooms. Look at all these blackboards.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this could have been an actual school rather than just Sunday school.
Now, how long have you been a member here?
Just 3 years.
Three? Yeah, the humidity is even lower here, 16%.
That's great.
There's no issues with humidity at all. So that's dried up there. So whatever that was. That's from a long time ago. Looks like it may have overflowed or something there.
It could have. I mean, even so, we've got tall ceilings every place.
Yeah.
I don't know why that. Oh, I see. That one is locked because it has some very old computer stuff in there.
And then this is the rectory's office. Where was it?
Oh, no, that's upstairs. Right. Upstairs. That's upstairs. And then there's some more classroom space here. And then these are our downstairs bathroom, and that's the janitor's closet. That one's locked again. Probably because of storage. That's probably the janitor's utility room. This one's open. They did a nice job painting that wall.
Yeah, this is nice.
This looks like some sort of a counseling room or something.
Yeah, and it's a little smaller. And I think, well, whatever it is, it's still closed. Okay.
What was WVU?
That has to, I think what they do is they come in here and they wash their hands or feet or both before their service. But
okay.
I really don't know. And we do know that our water fountains are not usable. They're really in bad shape, so. And then this is the part that used to be the community center as well as things for kids. So we're back down to what, 54? Maybe a little warmer because it's got light.
Nice room though. I mean, like you said earlier, they have a lot of light, a lot of windows and things.
Uh-huh. And that helps in killing some things, right? Just letting sunlight in.
Yeah.
And then
old piano down here.
Yeah. Somebody wants to build a ramp at the other end of the building, because right now we just have to get people upstairs in one of those stair lifts.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have a ramp, then people can get up to that second level, which would be good. We don't really have a way for them to get down to this lower level. Yeah. Well, over time, the church has had different things, but I think I saw a Dunn's report on the church from 2002, and they said at the time the budget was about $250,000, and that's basically what it's been the whole time I've been here, roughly. We're trying to get to $250,000. I mean, we need more than that if we have more people. But you also don't have a problem getting there if you have more people.
Yeah. I was down at a church in Aurora, and it's a Methodist church on Indian Trail, I believe. It's a big church and big, massive area, you know, in the middle. And they've lost so many members over the years. They don't have enough money to maintain. They had the front of the church, the front of the pulpit and everything on the outside retucked a few years ago, and they had me in with my thermal camera to see if the tucking part worked, and it did. But we went up into the organ area. Their organ would almost be as big as this.
Wow.
It was unbelievable how you could just crawl around in there, and they had all these pipes, you know, that were covered with leather.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So at one time, they had a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And that's what they told me. They said that I met with the church. I don't know what they were considered, a committee of some
mm-hmm.
sort. But they told me, they said, they were thinking about selling the church. Because they said so many, it's such a Hispanic area. And a lot of the old members have moved away.
That happens with neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And then I know there is a big church. I don't know what it used to be, but there is it's the East Side Park District Service Center or something.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
an old church on in Batavia, right
yeah,
there on
the city uses
yeah.
that.
Yeah, right.
I think they're getting ready to tear that down.
Really?
That's what I saw. I saw into the mayor's breakfast this year.
Yeah.
I thought that he showed.
Wow, because I mean, that's a big school and everything. That's too bad if they're going to tear it down.
And I thought they were going to tear it down and put in what they're looking to do. And I don't know if this was going to happen, but they're looking to put in a senior living.
Oh.
Sort of a high rise senior living.
They have one on the island now, I think.
Yeah, they do. I know somebody that lives there. But this is going to be really fancy, and the way the mayor explained it, and I understand what he's saying, it doesn't sound that great when you just come right out and say it, but they're looking for seniors who will pay taxes but don't have kids in school. So it kind of helps fund their school programs without having to pay for the kids. Because that's exactly what I do now. I live in Mill Creek, and My tax bill, 99% of it goes to the Geneva school system.
I'll bet.
And I don't have any kids.
No.
I think that's a rule, that's a law that should be changed. And I think that the parents who have kids and are getting advantage of it should, get more, have to pay more. But when your kids age out, let the next people.